the Lord help us to commence with hymn 283. 'Tis a point I long to know, oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? 283.
Thank you. us read together from the Word of God from three portions of Scripture. First, the book of Exodus, chapter 34, reading the first 9 verses. Exodus 34, the first 9 verses. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were written in the first table, which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. Now please turn to the Epistle of Peter, the first epistle, General of Peter, chapter 2, reading the first 10 verses. 1 Peter chapter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallow, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offence, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, that's where we're going to stop there. The book of the Revelation and chapter 2, and from verse 13 to verse 17. Revelation chapter 2, verse 12. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath a sharp sword with two edges. I know thy work, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast left them that hold, thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Here then we leave the reading of God's word, and may he bless those portions to us and help us and teach us to pray. Kind and merciful and gracious God, once again through thy kindness and mercy, dear Lord, we, a little company of poor sinners, are found again gathered together in thy courts. The evening hour of this Sabbath day, this first Sabbath day of another year of time. And we thank thee, Lord, for thy kindness and mercy and thy goodness to us. Lord, for all those favours and benefits bestowed upon us, Lord, throughout the past year. Lord, because those mercies have been very, very great. They've been very many, Lord, and they've been undeserved. We are certainly undeserved of the least of all thy notice and of all thy mercies. But thou, in thy rich mercy, hast opened thine hand, hast provided for us, hast made a way for us, supplied our needs, given us a measure of health and strength, and brought us through various things. And we thank thee, dear Lord, for all thy kindness and all thy goodness thus to us. And we ask and pray, dear Lord, that thou be with us now, Lord, in the present year. Lord, that we may again be helped and enabled to praise and bless thy name for all thy goodness and mercy and kindness. Oh, dear Lord, our praises, Lord, they seem to come so far short of what, dear Lord, thy favours and benefits to us. Oh, that our tongues could be loosed and our hearts warmed with thy love and mercy, so that we truly praise and bless thy name for all the goodness and kindness bestowed upon us. Then, dear Lord, do help us now. Oh, and we do thank thee, dear Lord, for the house of God, the means of grace. We thank thee for an open Bible and the preaching of the gospel. We thank thee, Lord, then, for all the mercies bestowed. Oh, and for our hope in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are those here, Lord, that have great cause to render praise to thee, to raise an Ebenezer. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. We pray thee, Lord, thou help them so to do. Do bless them, Lord. And pray thou be with them and be their guide and counsellor. And dear Lord, do help them still. Our Lord, whilst thou hast brought them through so much, Lord, yet they still need thee, they're still dependent upon thee, and still look to thee to go before them in all and every untrodden step. Oh, dear Lord, then do appear to them, we pray. And then, Lord, we ask thee to remember also, Lord, this little church and congregation here then, to bless them together, to bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. May thy goodness pass before them, Lord. Oh, that they may know much of thy sacred presence. And that, dear Lord, thy dear servants that come here to preach, oh, that they may indeed know Asher's blessing. Oh, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him dip his foot in oil. Let him be acceptable unto the brethren. May that be, dear Lord, the blessed lot of thy servants. And there may be the dipping then of the foot in oil and the acceptance of the brethren. Oh, that thy word may go forth with a divine power, whether thus saith the Lord. Oh, we ask, Lord, that thou clothe the word with the power of thy blessed spirit. Lord, whether it, Lord, the still small voice, oh, that it may be thy word, thy blessing, dear Lord, we pray. Then hear our prayers. We ask thee to pardon and forgive, Lord, all our every sin and iniquity, all our transgressions, Lord. Not only, Lord, in 2009, but, Lord, our lives through to the present moment of time. Lord, do cover all, we pray, with the mantle of thy forgiving love. Oh, and tell us, Lord, and make us feel it, we are thine, forever thine. Oh, that we may live and live unto God. Oh, dear Lord, dear psalmist prayed, hold up thou my goings, let my footsteps slip not. Then, dear Lord, do hear this prayer on our behalf. May we utter it, Lord, in faith before thee. Oh, that thou wouldst keep us in that narrow way that leadeth unto eternal life. Bless us indeed, we pray. Lord, we ask thee to remember us now. Lord, thou knowest just how each have come, Lord, to the house of God tonight. Lord, thou knowest those that sung our opening hymn. Dear Lord, from a full heart, oh, Lord, this point I long to know. Dear Lord, and thou knowest, oh, we ask that thou put these great questions out of question by the sealing of thy Holy Spirit to our souls, that we may have thy word, Lord, applied to us, spoken to our inmost soul. Thou hast come and said to my soul, I am thy salvation, and I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Lord, do then bless, we pray. Help us, we beseech thee. Remember us in thy mercy. We ask, O Lord, and pray that thou art then be gracious to us now. Do hear prayer, Lord. We ask for the children, the young. Lord, be gracious to them. Go before them, Lord, in light's pathway. Be their guide, their counsellor. Do direct them. Help them, dear Lord, to walk in thy fear. Lord, do convince them of their sin and lead to Jesus' blood. And to their wandering minds reveal the secret love of God. Be with each, Lord. And we pray thou'lt remember those, Lord, absent tonight. Some of them, Lord, at home. They're looking after little ones. And we ask thee to remember them. The little ones and the parent, Lord, we ask that thou bless them each. And oh, may the dear parents be enabled, Lord, to read thy word and to think upon it and meditate upon it. Thou draw near to them, Lord, and open thy word to their understanding. Oh, and bless them, dear Lord, indeed. In their private meditations we pray. And Lord, and there are those that are absent, Lord, because of sickness and afflictions. We pray, Lord, that put thy hand and do heal and restore and raise up to health and strength. And we pray for our dear friend Alison, and we pray that remember her in the hospital tonight. Lord, to be gracious to her. Thou knowest, Lord, what a day it's been to her, but oh, that thou dost draw near, Lord, to her this night. Oh, that she may feel, Lord, that be like dear Mary and sit at thy feet and hear thy word. Lord, do grant her then that spirit of meditation and that quietness of spirit, Lord, that doesn't grow on our poor old nature's barren soil. Oh, grant her that peace and quietness from within. Lord, do be gracious, we pray. Then, Lord, we ask thee to remember others, Lord, we know and think of in affliction. Bless them, appear to them and for them. Some day, Lord, being and are indeed laid aside one way and another. We think, dear Lord, of thy dear servant, Mr. Woodhouse. We pray, Lord, thou remember him. And those broken bones, Lord, we ask that thou heal and restore. And, Lord, that he may, Lord, be blessed abundantly in his soul. And Lord, we pray thou help him. Lord, to be gracious to him then. And Lord, remember others that may be in similar circumstances or whatever their illness may be, do appear for them. Remember all in bereavement's path, comfort. Remember widows and widowers, those that have lost mother, father, brother, sister, be gracious to each. Appear, Lord, then for thy people. And appear, dear Lord, for poor Zion in its low and languishing state. Arise, Lord, for our help. Dear Lord, do mercifully come. Bless thy word. We ask, Lord, that thou art pluck out that right hand out of thy bosom and work salvation in our midst. Lord, in this little denomination also which we are attached, we ask, Lord, that thou art hear prayer. Lord, that there may be that gracious revival, so that there may be many, Lord, wrought upon by the power of thy blessed Spirit. Hear prayer. Lord, that now meet with us, Lord, as a few poor sinners do so, with the clothes around thy table. Lord, thou hast bidden, do this in remembrance of me. Lord, do help. Ah, Lord, there may be some, dear Lord, that will look on. And perhaps, dear Lord, they can clothe that they cannot come. But, dear Lord, do let them know that this ordinance is for sinners, for nobody else, but for sinners. It's not for saints. Oh, gracious Lord, do bless then those that witness, we pray. And we ask thee to remember others then in this world, appear for them, those that are persecuted, those in need and famine, and death and disease. Pray for our nation, Lord, arise for our help. Lord, deliver us from wicked and unreasonable men. Raise up for us men of God, men after thine own heart, Lord, men that know what England ought to do. Lord, do hear prayer. Lord, we ask then that thou go before us. Lord, we need thy help. We're only a poor man, Lord. But Lord, we look to thee and we plead the aid and help of thy Holy Spirit. And Lord, we plead that blessed promise, because thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, then come. And open one's mouth and touch my lips with that live coal from off of that heavenly altar. As we played with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 392. How oft, alas, this wretched heart has wandered from the Lord. How oft my roving thoughts depart, forgetful of his word. 392.
in dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention again to the words we had this morning, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and the first part of verse 5. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. We noted a few things regarding these stones this morning, and some solemn things where sin was dealt with, but also there were those times when, as we noted a fair bit about Ebenezer, hitherto had the Lord helped us. There have been those occasions where the Lord has appeared. Oh, why, and appeared, friends, sometimes for us most unexpectedly. And sometimes, my friends, yes, even this is it not. Not even sought for. Like we mentioned, dear Jacob, why the Lord appeared. Oh, unsought for. Oh, his mercies are past finding out. But here again, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. In our second reading this morning, we read from Ezekiel 36 and down here in the 26th verse, the dear prophet says this, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and give you an heart of flesh. I'll put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. I will take away. And let us notice this verse. The Lord says, and I will take away this blessed work of the Holy Spirit of God. It's not in man. It's all God's work. Oh, friends, let's ask ourselves, friends, why did you begin with God, or did God begin with you? If you began with God, you will have power to stop. But if God began with you, you won't. The Apostle Paul says this, does he not, in Philippians, that he was persuaded of this, that he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. This new heart will I give you. Take away the stony heart. Take away the stony heart. A time to cast away stones. Yes, a season he has set. Yes, and what a mercy it is, Al. It just comes to mind here, this hymn that we sometimes sing. Is it here? Is it, yes, 76. The appointed time rolls on apace. Not repose, but call by grace to change the heart, renew the will, and turn the feet to Zion's hill. sinner, have you? Have I been the subject of that blessed work of divine grace in our hearts? Yeah, take away the stony heart. There are those whereby the Lord works in their hearts. Yes, you know, there's a stubborn heart. There's a wicked heart. is a rebellious heart. And I will take away the stony heart. The stony heart out of your flesh. Rebellion. Rebellious thou hast been and art rebellious still, but since in love I took the end, my promise I'll fulfill. You know, they don't come much more rebellious, do they, than poor old Jonah. No, he's not going to go down to Nineveh. He's not going to preach there the preaching God bids him. No, he's going to turn away. I'm going to go to Tarshish. Man proposes, God disposes. Is there someone in here tonight that's walking rebelliously against the Lord's will? Determined to have your own way? Determined to have your own way? Well, I assume, I hope rightly, that you know your Bible well enough that Jonah didn't have his own way. And sinner, if the Lord's got a purpose of love and mercy to your poor never dying soul, you won't have your own way either. No. It'll be, my friend, humbling thyself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due season. Yes, I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh. Oh, and what about the stubborn heart? What about the stubborn heart? This heart that says, I will not have this man to reign over me. My life's my own, and I'm gonna do what I want. Am I speaking to a young one here or an older one here? We sometimes say a young one, but it may well be an older one. My life's my own and I'm going to do what I want. I'm not going to let anybody tell me what to do. No, sinner, I'm not telling you what you've got to do. God is, though. What does he say? Turn from your wicked ways. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. Yes, dear soul, those stony hearts. Yes, my friend, the mercy. Why, I will take away. And the Lord indeed is a blessed sovereign in how he takes away that stony heart out of our flesh. Yes. Why, he will indeed humble us and crumble us into the very dust of self-abasement. Take away the stony heart. Why, convinces of sin. Not like those that we mentioned this morning that brought that poor woman to Christ, but those like we've read of tonight. Yes, where Israel acknowledged their sin and their iniquity. Dear, what is it, dear? Moses prayed. Oh, he prayed and asked the Lord, did he not, to forgive their iniquities. Oh, I noticed this reading that. Boy, and he prayed, if now I have found grace in thy sight, Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. Pardon our iniquity. You know, the dear prophet here, he goes on to say something else, doesn't he? This stony heart, you say, when the Lord graciously works, he leads and he draws our affections away from those things of this poor, perishing, dying world, and he sets our affections on those things which are above. And he says this to us, does he not? Then shall ye remember your own evil ways. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways. Do you remember? Yes. Your own evil ways. Those ways that were not good. Those ways that were not God-honouring. That path of sin. That path of iniquity. Yes, friends, why we go back, friends. Yes. We are a lot younger than I am. And I've been where you are. You've not been where I am yet. But I've been where you are. Yes, and those dens and hovels of iniquity. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. A heart now that's receptive of God's word. Yes, you should remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good. And what about this next sentence? And shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Friends, yes. And ye shall loathe yourselves. You may think this is strong language, and it is strong language. But you say, well, is there anybody in the Word of God that loathes themselves? Yes. The Apostle Paul. And he'd been preaching some little while. And what did he say? O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? What about Job? He says, behold, I am vile. Well, if that's not loathing, I don't know what is. Behold, I am vile. You know, vile. Behold, I am vile is something that is totally, utterly detestable, is it not? Filth of scouring of the earth. Friends, yes. Do we know what it is? I will take away the stony heart. And I'll give you a heart of flesh. What is this blessed heart that the Lord will give then? This heart that is receptive of his word. Yes, this heart, yes, that hungers and thirsts after righteousness. This heart that's on the stretch to find Christ. This heart that says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, that I may be conformable unto his death. This heart, yes, that says he abhors himself, but this heart that's on the stretch. This heart that comes confessing sin and iniquity and guilt. This heart that's broken, a contrite spirit, and a broken heart, O God, that would not despise. This heart that comes into this blessed category. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. I'll give you a heart of flesh, a heart receptive of God's word. Is there one or more here tonight? Yes, your heart is up unto the Lord. You want the Lord to come to speak to your soul. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. You say, oh, is this your request? It wasn't once, was it? No. It wasn't perhaps even just a year or two ago. Or even last year, it wasn't. But it is now. Gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never-ceasing cry. Give me Christ, or else I die. All unholy and unclean, I have nothing else but sin. On thy mercy I rely. Give me Christ, or else I die. Yes, dear soul, the Lord has given you a heart of flesh. Taken away the stony heart. Oh, dear soul, then are you coming? Yes, dear soul, and there's another evidence, is there not? There's the Acts, I'm not sure the chapter, I think it might be 16. But there's dear Lydia, the seller of purple, whose heart the Lord opened. Yes, taken away the stony heart, because let's be clear, the Lord is a sovereign in his dealing. How he works in a sinner's heart. Yes, just as children, my friends, why some, and you can tell them time and time and time again, and they take no notice. And you have to deal with them hardly and harshly, for their good. And so the Lord deals, my friends, with his children the same way, and some, yes. They hear the word of his grace and they stop. And their hearts are opened and their hearts are receptive of God's word. There's a realization that they sin and they come confessing their sin and their iniquities and transgressions before him. Their hearts are open. Yes, and she attended unto the things spoken of by the Apostle Paul. Oh, friends, here's a heart that's open. Here's a heart that's open. It gives attendance to the word of his grace. Is your heart opened tonight to attend to the word of his grace? That which, dear soul, is spoken to thee of. Here's a heart that's opened, and I certainly no thoughts of this. But here's a heart that's opened. Here's a heart that's been changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Plucked as a brand from the burning. Heard the Lord's voice. And the Lord has done great things for you whereof you are glad. And you say this. Come, all ye that fear God, and I'll declare what he hath done for my soul. And if ye tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. I will take away the stony heart, and I'll give you an heart of flesh, a heart receptive then of God's word, and of his commands. Yet, if ye love me, keep my commandments. You haven't got to keep his commandments if you don't love him. But you daren't go out of this chapel tonight and say you don't love him. You daren't go out of this chapel tonight and say you don't love him. For all what he's done for your poor never dying soul, it's heard your prayers, those feeble desires in your great distress, and your trials and afflictions and sorrows and perplexities. And the Lord heard. Yes. A heart then that's receptive of God's word. Taking away the stony heart, the rebellious heart. Giving you a heart of flesh. Yes, a heart, yes, that delights to walk in his ways. Yes, and the Lord says here, doesn't he? Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the way shall be built. In the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities. What did we read here just now? In the book of the Revelation, in this third letter to the angel of the church at Pergamos, the last verse of this letter, verse 17, to him that overcometh will I give to eat the hidden manna, and will give him or her a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth saving he that received. I'll give him a white stone. What is this white stone? Yes. What does it mean? What does it represent? Why, dear soul, when a man was tried in those old Bible days, why, he was acquitted. He was given a white stone. And the dear Lord Jesus here uses these simple things to illustrate, my friends, yes, the forgiveness. Where forgiveness is found, I'll give him a white stone. Have you got hope in his mercy? That all your sin is all forgiven. Why, I cannot think of the hymn, but there's a hymn in our book that reads something like this. I am clean, just God, I am clean, in and through the merits of thy dear Son. I am clean, just God, I am clean. And this soul is the white, a white stone of faith, dear soul. You won't literally be given one, will you? No, you know that. But to receive that white stone, forgiveness, to the joyful sound, to malefactors doomed to die, acquitted. Yes, dear soul, because the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ bear all our sin and all our iniquities. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. But then again, there's this stone that we must try and speak of, the Lord help us. Here in the epistle to Peter, he repeats what the dear prophet Isaiah writes, that behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Behold, I lay. A time to gather stones together. Behold, I lay. Friends, yes. There is a blessed foundation stone laid in Zion. Friends, yes. And all that, dear soul, that your hope and mine might be fixed there, laid there. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Behold, I lay in Zion. Behold, I lay. Just to turn back here to the prophet Isaiah, what he says here in the 28th chapter about this. Why, he says here about laying this stone. And he says, judgment also will I lay to the line, righteousness to the plummet. But there were those here, friends, you say, we have made a covenant with death and with hell. Are we at agreement when the overflowing scourge shall pass through? It shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Oh, what a solemn state, my friend. It is, what a mercy it is, all, if you and I can come, and I pray and beg that each and every one, by sweet, blessed, gracious experience of the work of God's grace in their hearts, may be able to come and say, my hope is built on nothing less save Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean upon his dear name. Yes, on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. It is this. Why, the dear Lord Jesus spoke, did he not, there in that Sermon on the Mount, of those, yes, the wise builder that built his house upon a rock, and of the foolish one that built his house on the sand. Friends, you say these things sometimes. Why, how water washes away the ground, the foundation, washes from under the foundations. Oh yes, and those buildings or bridges or whatever they might be, they fall down. Yes, but yes, you say, this is all in the storm of life. But you say, this man that built his house on the rock, why, like in the field, the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it's founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to the foolish man which built his house on the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, beat on that house, and great was the fall of it. Sometimes, my friends, you and I, we may come into contact with some, shall I say, I be careful what I do say, but some professing Christians. And, and they tell you and I, well, you should believe. The Lord has done this, that and the other. You should believe. Built upon the one foundation, the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Why, sometimes you see it in builders, do you not? Literally. They're in such a rush. When there was a boom, shall I say, in the housing market, and all the builders wanted to do was get the roof on. Friends, yes, and they skip some of the necessary work in the foundations, and cracks appear. When you see a house, my friends, with cracks appearing, it's because the foundation is not secure. It's not a good foundation. It's not a solid rock. And dear soul, and what about your religion and mine? Dear soul, builders might say, well, that'll do. Dear soul, that will not do in the things of grace. That is deception there with the builder. And dear soul, if you and I rest there, dear soul, we shall sink at last. We shall sink at last. Grace prevent it now. Prevent it. Lord, save our souls. I love to meet among some lair, before thy gracious feet to bear, though vilest of them all. But can I bear the piercing thought, when if my name should be left out, when thou first them shalt call? Prevented by thy grace, be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place, and there's the accepted day. The time to cast away stones, the time to gather stones that are gathered. But again, there's this here also, in this little chapter here of Peter's. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus. Ye also, as lively stones. Yes, the Lord has laid in Zion a foundation stone, a cornerstone. The dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ is that cornerstone. And see, and the cornerstone is very, very important. Because the building relies on that. You take the corner of this chapel out and leave it. And in a period of time, the walls will fall out and eventually fall down. And so the cornerstone is very important. And God has placed the Lord Jesus Christ there as the blessed cornerstone. And he placed him as the blessed glorious foundation stone. And ye also as lively stones are built up. So the Lord's people also are termed here as stones. And they're built up. They're built upon this blessed, glorious foundation of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Yes. On his finished work. No work to their own, but God's work. The work of the Holy Spirit of God in their hearts. But you know, these stones, they've got to be shaped up. They're taken out of the quarry of nature. What did Isaiah say here? Ye that hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Yes, there's the hole. The rock whence ye are hewn, taken out, the quarry of nature. Yes, dear soul, and to be built up as lively stones, this spiritual house. Why, the stonemason, you know, there's a nasty piece here. It sticks up. It's in the way. I can't lay the other stones properly. It must be cut off, knocked off, chopped off. And dear soul, and God is that blessed mason. And those little bits and pieces that stick up, that are in the way. Yes, pride, idolatry, yes, rebellion. Oh yes, and this, all this is done to humble us. To humble us under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due season. Yes, and some of these stones may have some splits in them, some cracks in them. But, yes, this, all, they're not perfect, you see. They're not perfect. In and of themselves. But their perfection is in Christ Jesus the Lord. But he takes them. He loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard, embraces all, and nor the soul will part. He toils through life, pants through death, and cries with his expiring breath, 'tis finished and complete. Why, what you say, they're built up into this house here. They're built up. Build up into this house. What did the Lord say in Malachi? and they that fear the Lord. They spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Those that thought upon his name, and they should be taken, and they should be built up. Oh yes, those thoughts, dear soul, that you have of Christ. Oh, that great love that is shown to your poor, never dying soul, snatching you as a brand from the burn. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. Dear soul, and the Lord takes these stones, and he builds them up. They've got it, they're imperfect, but they're built up into this house here. This spiritual house. And they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. Yes, all their imperfections are covered by the righteous obedience of the blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. In his obedience. Your sins and mine are the imperfections all covered, dear soul. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. You know, I made this comment recently. I'll make it here tonight. They that feared the Lord spake often one to another. It doesn't read they that went to chapel. You take that home. They that went to chapel and spake one to another. They that feared the Lord and spake one to another. And they shall be mine in that day when I make up my jewels. Oh, blessed be his name. With all their faults and failings, their inconsistencies, heart wanderings, backslidings, their sins of omission, their sins of commission, yet this are the Lord says, and they shall be mine. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. But there's one more thought that comes to mind. A time to cast away stones. Why? And we think of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. Here he is, he's been crucified upon the cross at Calvary. Yes, and you know, there were those, the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they came to Pilate. And they said, "Sir, we remember that deceiver said while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come and steal him and take him away." And Pilate said, "Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as ye can." They've given permission of Pilate to set a watch and to make this sure as they could. So that, friends, it was absolutely impossible for Jesus to come out of this sepulchre. And they went, they made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Friends, you know, this afternoon we were trying to talk to the children about magic and miracles. And here, my friends, oh, is the miracle of all miracles. The Sabbath, the end of the Sabbath day, began to dawn. The first day of the week came Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, to the sepulchre. And behold, there's a great earthquake. And they sealed it with, what they sealed it with, they're not sure, with no idea, in fact. But they sealed it. They've got a watch. But friends, what they did not think of was the power of the blessed Lord that's able to do exceeding abundantly and all friends, and yes, why is there anything too hard for the Lord? The answer's no, dear soul. Jesus Christ is dead. He's laid in the sepulchre. There's a stone. There's an impossibility. But it's not impossible with God. There's an earthquake. And the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. The Lord descended from heaven, came back and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. The soldiers, they become as dead men. Now there's these women. Yes, these three women. Oh, and why, I think it's Mark that says to us, they say, who shall roll us away the stone? But when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled away already. God, dear soul, have you got an impossibility tonight? Something, dear soul, in your path that you have no might, no strength, no power to remove? Who shall roll us away the stone? When they looked, yes, when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away already. Oh, yes. Why, friends, why sometimes, you know, we find these things in our lives, do we not? Why, this thought just comes to mind. Friends, why, you know, sometimes we have some strange symptoms in our body and off we go to the doctor and perhaps to the hospital, and various tests are carried out. Perhaps, dear soul, you and I, we get, shall I say, very, very worked up within. Yes, and there's a great stone there. But when we look, it's rolled away already. Why, and the report, my friends, sometimes is so different to what we feared. Ah, friends, yes. And we find the stone rolled away. Dear soul, and the Lord is able to roll away your stone. He's able to roll away your stone. Your impossibility. Blessed be his glorious name. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. But here, dear soul, there's this. There's a blessed, glorious resurrection of Christ. A time to cast away stones. Dear soul, he died. Yes, he died on yonder Calvary's tree. He died there for sin, for iniquity, for transgression. He cried there on the cross. Yes. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He's dead. He gave up the ghost. He said, it is finished. The glorious work of salvation was done. This all, yes, he died for our offences, but he rose again for our justification. Yes. The Saviour lives no more to die. He lives the Lord enthroned on high. So he lives to make intercession for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. You know, but you look at it from this point of view for a moment. He makes intercession for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. So no resurrection, no intercession for us. Perish the thought. No resurrection, no intercession for us. Oh, blessed be his name. Yes, he rose again. Yes, yes, dear soul, to still his people's fears. The dear hymn writer, what is it he says to us? Yes, he lives to still his people's fears. He lives to wipe away their tears. He lives to calm their troubled heart. He lives all blessings to impart. He lives all glory to his name. He lives unchangeably the same. He lives their mansions to prepare. He lives to bring them safely there. A time to cast away stones. A time to gather stones together. Why, the dear apostle says to us, doesn't he, here in Corinthians, that if Christ be risen, if Christ be not risen, if Christ be preached and he rose from the dead, how say some among you, there is no resurrection of the dead. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. But he goes on to say this. But now Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Oh, the certainty. Word of God's grace, we've just referred to it. The stone was sealed. There was a watch, but there was an earthquake. But there was an earthquake. I put that word "but" there. It's not in the scripture. But there was an earthquake. Dear soul, there is nothing too hard for the Lord. The Christ the Lord is risen. Risen to still his people's fears. Risen, dear soul, to bring them at last to glory. A time to cast away stones. A time to gather stones together. And ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house unto God. Well, may the Lord pardon and forgive all amiss, make up where we've so failed, because it's a deep, blessed, gracious subject. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £545, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there will be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Chapman. Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Gilbert Hyde next Lord's Day. Hymn 756. Exceeding precious is my Lord, his love's divinely free, and his dear name does health afford to sickly souls like me. 756.
Lord, we do pray that thou art in thy rich mercy, pardon and forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss. Make up where we've so failed, we pray. Help us now. Meet with us, Lord, around thy table. Soften our hard hearts. Grant us, dear Lord, that heart of flesh, that heart that's receptive of thy word, that heart may look upon the blessed Saviour and Redeemer in our place, room instead. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each now and always. Amen.